How important is it to try to build off of what you guys did defensively the other night and kind of string together similar performances defensively?
It's very important. You know, I think we took some steps in the right direction, but still have a lot of work to do. So,
what were the biggest steps, Gerard, that you took the other night?
Just pretty much putting together four quarters. You know, even though we started off strong as far as third down conversion, we slacked up a little bit in the second half, but I think we put four quarters together a good football.
What is it like having so many new faces behind you in the secondary? How can you help, and how does that affect you?
I can help by just talking to those guys, trying to calm them down and communicate, making sure everyone's on the same page. And you know, it's a little different, but at the same time, we have that next man up mentality, and I think those guys did an excellent job.
Is everybody getting used to it? Because it just seems that there always seems to be new faces around. So it's just one of those things where you're always talking to different guys.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, it's just like you turn around and you just talk to a position pretty much. But we're all family, and we all work together and put a lot of work in to get the job done.
Does that put more emphasis on practice?
Huh?
Does that put more emphasis or critical sense in during practice that we got to get it right during practice because this might happen?
Definitely. You know, you have to build confidence in the players behind you, and practice is vital for that.
You would have had been playing against a quarterback that you and a lot of other people know pretty well in Castle. The fact that he's out and a guy with very little, you know, NFL experience in film, what kind of a challenge is that to prepare for?
It's very difficult. You know, anytime you don't have a lot of film on a particular guy, it's going to be very difficult. But he's the same type of quarterback as Castle. You know, he can move around, he can throw the ball very well, and he'll be a challenge for us.
How do you find enough film on him?
Just got to look at preseason games, look at his college film and things like that just to see what kind of quarterback he is.
You know, is it when everyone heard, you know, Jeff Tarpinian, Sterling Moore started on Sunday night,
all right,
people didn't know who they were, do you have to force yourself to get used to, like, all right, this guy's starting, we'll have to kind of deal with this, or now it's this guy?
Not really. You know, we don't really care what other people think. You know, they've been here since training camp, so we know those guys, and we have the confidence in those guys to get the job done, and that's what they did.
How much of a sense is there, Gerard, that, you know, you guys had a huge win on Sunday night, you have an advantage in the division, now let's not let slip through our grasp?
Yeah, now it's all about stringing them together. You know, we always talk about, you know, playing well in November, and that's what we're trying to do.
How far has it come as far as, you hear the story a million times over a long snapper, you know, last week.
Right.
That's a long way to come
as far as. It is. You know, Rob's a hard worker. You know, he spends a lot of time in the film room, and it shows up on the field.
Does he catch balls in practice, too, or is he dropping them in practice?
He drops them in practice and catches them in the game. But, hey, they come in twos with Rob, so, you know, we're happy about that.
Tyler Pelko doesn't have a big body of work that you can rely on. Is this almost a case, Gerard, that you're going to have to just make your adjustments and see what he's like on the field to say he can do this or he can't do that type thing?
You know, we still have some film on Pelko. You know, he's a good quarterback. He really resembles Castle, who just went down. So the same type of guy, can run around and make a lot of plays with his feet.
It's only been, I mean, not all you guys were here then, but obviously you can go back to that Green Bay game and Flynn steps in. Mm-hmm. Is that kind of a teaching example maybe for people?
Yeah, maybe. You know, it is a little bit, you know, but, you know, we knew Flynn was a good quarterback as well. So pretty much the same situation.
Transitioning from a week against a team that you know so well in the Jets. I mean, you probably don't even have to do a ton of background research on them.
Right.
Now you go against the Chiefs. You only see once every 3 years, and they've lost a ton of starters.
Right.
How much, I mean, I'm sure you don't watch any more film than you would in a given week, but how much more background work do you do on these guys to find out who they are and what they're up to?
Well, actually, you know, we have that extra day, so we will do a lot more film work on those guys. A lot of guys that we're not familiar with, and we have to get to know them quick.
How do you go about doing that? I mean,
just more time in the film room.
What about in terms of reading? How do you, on a scouting report or anything like that?
Well, the scouting report is going to be the same and things like that, but, you know, it's just watching these guys and, like you said, getting the feel for it in the game.